Welcome to the Super Gamer Podcast. Welcome to the new Super Gamer Podcast, episode 168. Our guest this week is a FIDE Woman Candidate Master at Chess, which was achieved in 2014, I believe, a Twitch partner, a Chess.com partner. She has represented Bolivia twice in the Chess Olympiad. She's a cosplayer, Twitch streamer, obviously. We have Alexandra Prado. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Mark, for having me in the podcast. Thank you so much.
So I love chess, but I'm terrible at it. I started as a kid and then like didn't play for years and years and years. And recently, like so many people, there's a big chess craze going on right now and I'm back into it. I am rated very low. You are rated 1859 in standard, I believe. I'll start actually with on chess.com. I just want to ask the significance of your username. Your username is Deep Fear. Does that refer to anything or why did you make that your name?
Well, I think it was just for fun. I remember the day I made it. I was like trying to find a name, but I didn't want to put like Alexandra or something like that. And I was with a friend, and I remember the day before we were watching the movie. It's called like that. So I was like, oh, okay, I like sharks and I like that, and I think it's cool. So I chose that. I think it's funny.
All right. You also started very young at chess. Your parents took you to a chess school. I'm going to butcher this name, I'm sure, but El Palacio de la Hedres, when you were 7 years old. Why did they take you? Like, were they chess players? Did you have an interest in it?
Actually, my parents, they like to take me to different classes of the different things. Like I was having, I remember a little bit of art, taekwondo, and other activities. So one of them was chess, and I think I was good at it, and I continued doing that, and I stayed there. Yeah.
Well, I guess art and taekwondo, it seems like a lot of these things they took you to must have stuck, because I know you draw very well and you want to get into chess boxing, which isn't taekwondo, but, you know, it's fighting.
Yeah, recently I started to train chess boxing, and I think it is really helpful because to play chess, you need to be in shape too, because I think it is necessary, at least if you play like in professionally. I think it's really necessary because you get tired easily if you need to play like 5 or 6 hours of one game. I think you need to be.
I was going to ask that. Yeah, I mean, chess at high levels like you're at, it's a game of attrition as well as, you know, thinking and talent and that. Like you say, if you're playing for several hours, you're mentally tired, physically tired. So how important is diet and exercise? And do you have a specific pre-tournament meal that you always eat?
I remember right now I'm not competing too much in tournaments, but when I was, I remember my trainer prohibited to me to eat before the game. If I ate, it had to be something like really light. And I remember that. Also, like he didn't like we eat fast food. At least in the tournaments, he liked to we sleep early and everything. So and I think it's really important because well, it's not the actual world champion, but it's Magnus Carlsen, the last champion. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And he's in good shape. And also the same is Kasparov. I remember one time my trainer told me a story about him, like how when they present the Kasparov to the media, the TV and everything, they were waiting someone like it's very skinny, small, like with glasses and everything. And there suddenly a world boxing champion arrived because he was like really good and big. So I think it's really important. And I think this is a factor, the last, not the last, one before the match for the world championship between Nepomniachtchi, the Russian, and Magnus Carlsen. I think this was very crucial, for decisive for the championship, because I think the games were like draw, 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 and everything was equal for many days, until it got a point, one of the games last like 8 hours. I remember that day. And he was so tired, the Russian Nepo, and he lost. And after that, he started losing the rest of the games, like that. So,
right. Before we chess boxing, I have to ask. I mean, I don't know a lot about it, but in my mind, if it's half boxing and half playing chess, like, wouldn't you just want to get good at boxing? Like, if you can knock out your opponent, what do you need the chess for?
Yeah, I was talking about that when I start, because recently I start, like, oh, I need like 1 year or 2 years to be good at boxing. And they say, yes, but you have something really important in chess boxing. And I ask, what? Chess. And you are good at it. And I was happy, because they explained me, like, to be a chess boxing player, it's important to be in a good level in chess, and also in chess boxing, of course. But if you are better than your opponent in chess, I think you can be like a little bit defensive in boxing, like that, and you can try to be aggressive, like in the chess game. I think, yeah, that's a plus. That's the advantage, like in the chess, because it's half and half.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. You don't need to sort of put yourself out there physically as much if you know you can just wait till the round ends and then beat them on the board. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so back to when you were a kid, you've said before when you started chess, the other kids, you know, you were just starting, the other kids were more advanced than you. So what was it that kept you playing? Why were you interested when you were losing?
I think because it was for fun. I didn't see chess as a competition or something like that. I just like to spend time there. I enjoy my time playing chess, and in my mind was not like to be to play tournaments, nothing of that. I just like chess and I wanted to play. That's why I stayed, I think. And I didn't know I was good at it. When I get good, I thought I was terrible. So, yeah, and I think the consistency, I don't know if that word is okay, the consistency, like, put me like in the top. So I was really, really happy, and I start playing tournaments.
You've often said that chess is a mystery to you. What do you mean by that?
It's because I think chess is many things. Like, and also it's very complicated and difficult, and you put there many things, like the emotions, all the things you have to calculate, the decisions you need to take in every move. It's like life. And also I think, like, chess is art. You can express yourself there, like, you can show your personality, and it's depending also how do you feel. I think it's incredible. I really like that, and it's hard. It's difficult.
I definitely, even though, you know, I'm well aware of how bad I am, when I play chess and I lose, it like actually affects my mood for the day. Like, if I'm on a losing streak, I'll be just mad at myself, even though I know it's so silly, you know? But it's just, like, oh, I should have done better.
Yeah. Yeah. I have this before, too, because I was... I remember when I played sad like that, or I had a bad day, and I was no focus, and I just lost the games. And even in tournaments like that, I remember. So, but instead, when you are relaxing, you are happy, and you want to play chess, I think the results can change.
So you live in France now, where you get more opportunities to play in tournaments and such. Do you see yourself down the road, like, would you like to go back to Bolivia to grow the game, or is that in your mind at all?
Yeah, at some point of my life, I would love that. But right now, I want to keep growing here outside. And I like the idea to travel to many tournaments. Because when you are there in Bolivia, it's very difficult to travel to international tournaments, even national tournaments. There are not many. And I think being here in France, in Europe, can give me many opportunities, either to play or streaming or visiting and meeting other people. I really like this, and I think it's a cool opportunity. I like the kids, so I would like to teach to some kids chess. Maybe in the future I will like to open some chess school in Bolivia, but like no for now.
Speaking of France, I know you're trying to pass your French exams, you're learning French, and you're playing Disco Elysium in English and French to achieve that, to learn more, which is such a cool idea. I've heard of people, I know there's a wrestler who used to watch wrestling in English and French, and that's how he learned English, because he was a native French speaker. There's cool ways to do stuff like that. How is your French coming along?
To be honest, it's not very good. I'm here in France, but when I arrived, I didn't speak any of English. Well, I was speaking just a little, like I knew the words, but I never had a conversation in English. So I came here, and then the lockdown happened, and we were there, so I couldn't meet people outside. So I started to work in chess, and recently, like, I don't know, like more than a year, almost 2 years, yeah, I start like learning English, and I fell in love with the language. I like more than French, and I start like studying like crazy and talking with a lot of people in English, and I put myself a challenge to stream in English and to try to make content in English and everything. So that's the problem. My French is not very good right now. And yes, I can speak, I can live here, but it's not easy for me. It's because my mind is set up like, no, you want English like that. But now I have to do it, and I change everything. I don't watch anything in English or Spanish. I just watch in French and trying to play also some games like the Disco Elysium in French. Even I was playing The Witcher and I in French with the subtitles in English, and I fell in love with that game. It's really cool.
Are you able to play in French with subtitles in Spanish, or is that not an option?
Disco Elysium, yes, but in The Witcher, no. I think it's English and French.
Right. And do you find, like, is it helpful playing the games that way? Or, like, I'm wondering if, because there'd be so many specific words to, like, you know, medieval fantasy or something, like, just...
Yeah. It's more difficult than I thought. Like, at least this Coliseum is more difficult because they are really weird words. Yeah. And yes, it's more difficult than I thought, but I'm doing other things to learn French. Yeah.
Right. Also on stream, you were playing against, I hope I pronounced this name right, Phoebe Witt or Witta. You were playing and you said you were not good at trash talk, and that was the first time you were trying trash talk. You were both kind of trying to trash talk each other, but you were both being so nice to each other. So like the trash talk seemed to fall to the wayside as you guys were just like, "Hey, you're so good and this is fun." And
Yeah, recently I had a stream with her, and actually I think it was my first stream like this because the last collabs were not exactly like this, like talking in the middle of the game. And yeah, I'm not very good in trash talking. I'm trying. Actually, I'm traveling this week to Paris for TwitchCon. It's the next weekend, and I will be there, like trying to make some content and everything. And I'm very excited because this, for the first time, I'm going to meet like all the other streamers, and I think this will be a really cool experience for me, and I'm very happy. I will try to trash talk there, but I hope I can.
Is there much trash talk in chess, like in over the board games? Are people doing that?
Oh my God, yes. Yes, they are. Yeah, I think at least this girl, like these girls, the Botes sisters,
Right.
they are really good at it.
Yeah.
And also Dina, she's a Russian, but she lives here in France, and I think she's the best trash talker in chess.
Does it throw
Yeah.
you off your game when you hear stuff like that?
Sorry?
Does it like throw you off when you get trash talked? Are you like, oh no, now I'm blundering?
One time I play against Andrea, and she was trying to make a conversation with me, and I was so focused, like, no, you will not distract me, and I'm going to beat you in my mind. So she was like, she couldn't like to have a trash talk with me and to have a conversation. And somehow she started talking with other person, and she got distracted, and I beat her.
Very
And
nice.
the next game she was like, no, I have to focus, and we play other game.
Do you prefer playing online or over the board? And like, what's the main difference between them?
When I prefer to play over the board, I think it's more fun, and you take this more serious, like more with more passion, I think. I like more over the board. It's more realistic, but also it's fun to play online because it's very easy to find games and people to play online. Like every second they are millions playing.
Do you have a lot of different chessboards at home? And do you have like a really prized one? Is there one chessboard you're like, oh, this is my favorite?
Many chessboards. Yeah, I left a few in Bolivia, and here I got some chessboards. I have some a small collection. I have a really tiny board. I think it's like less than the size of my hand. And it's really cute.
I've got one from when I was a little kid that I don't know how I still have it, but it's missing a couple pieces, so it doesn't really count.
It's sad when they are missing pieces, but you can still play, and you can replace some pieces with
Right,
other objects.
we do. We have like a little Lego man for one of
Now it's
the
much better.
pawns. On Instagram, I believe last month, you made a post. You said, anyone who comments on this, I will play a correspondence game with you. And then you got like 300 or more responses. Are you still trying to play all those people? And, you know, did you, when you saw that, you were like, oh, I'm in over my head. What am I going to do?
Yeah. This went crazy. I had a lot of challenges. Like, I don't know, like 100 or something. I still play in some of the games because you can play, there are correspondence games and you can play one move if you want in 3 days or something. And I still play in. I think it was a really good initiative that.
It seems to me like every game then would almost be like you're doing a puzzle. Like you come back to it every couple of days. You're like, okay, now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to go back some moves to see, oh, okay, what is this game? Okay, I played this before. Ah, okay, because this is my idea. And I play. So, yeah, it's like a puzzle.
That's definitely a problem I have. So I play with a friend of mine. We'll do one day moves, right? And he's much better than me at that. I like to play rapid and blitz and whatnot because I have a short attention span. But when I go back for these day-long games, every time I'm like, wait a minute, I know I was setting something up here and now I don't remember what I was doing.
Yeah, yeah. When you are playing, like, sometimes happen to me, when I'm playing a classical game, like, sometimes, not sometimes, like, rarely, I remember, I wanted to play some idea, like, I calculate everything, and first, I go with my knight there, and then, like, all the moves, right? But suddenly, I played the second move I thought, and it's lost, and all my calculation was like going to the trash. I don't know, and I lost. So I think and the worst thing is I wanted to play the other piece first, but I think it got like too many variants and a really big line, so I played the second move I thought, and I didn't like that.
I should tell you, so a lot of what you do on Instagram and TikTok, you post various trap openings just to show people, you know, how they're done and how these cool checkmates can be done. And I did one of yours, and it worked, which was fun. I think it was the Scotch game trap. Yeah, it was like, I think I even screwed it up, but it ended up working anyway.
Oh, but that's cool. Yeah, some traps, they are cool. The most of them, they will not happen. Like, they're very rare. And it can work, like, if you have some level of chess and you want to win just a game against your friend or something like that. But yeah, some traps, they are very beautiful and cool. Yeah, so I fell many times in traps now at my level. And I still don't know very well. They are different traps. I think I will show them.
Any idea why your Haliser trap video on TikTok has so many more views than your other traps? Like, is that just a super popular one? It has like 7 million views.
In TikTok, I think I was experimenting, like, how to make the videos and how to show and everything. And so I have a friend and he's helping me, like, to make these videos, because before I was just showing the traps, like, teaching them, but now it's like acting, like, I'm playing with him. And sometimes he beat me, and sometimes I beat him with small traps. I think that's why. And they like that. Right. They think it's a real game or something. I don't know.
I like your friend's hand acting. His hand is always doing like a, oh, yeah. What do I do now?
Yeah, he's really good at it. It's like, Okay, before to play the game, like, okay, we will do this trap, and I explained him, and he was like, okay, so in this moment, what a normal person would think, oh my God, I have a free queen. Oh wait, he's attacking me here. I'm scared or something. He was like showing emotion just with his hand. I think it's real cool.
Yeah. When you do coaching, and when you're coaching new or bad players like me, like what's the number one mistake? What's you sit down, you're like, okay, right off the hop, I need you to learn this.
Like they what they mistakes they do.
Like what's just something that you find very common, like poor play for players at, you know, my level?
Yeah, I think the principal mistakes is they don't know the basic concepts like of how to play chess. I'm not saying how the move the pieces move. I'm saying like the different principles like dominate the center, castle, and don't move the same piece twice. These things are really important. Like before to play, you should ask yourself if the opponent is not attacking something. And after you saw that, like, okay, do I have a better move than the one I want to do? And I think these questions and these things are important. And the beginners, that is the main problem. Like, they need to learn these principles and things. Yeah.
Right, so it's a matter of studying.
And playing too. Like, because if you play and you understand like why you have to develop your pieces towards the center or why you put your bishop in here, so the ideas of the games, and I think you start to get better like. I think the most important thing in a chess game is to have a plan. Because moving the pieces without purpose or attacking, I mean, to attack is good, but it's much better if you have a plan. Like, I'm moving my knight because I think I'm moving my knight to this square because I think, is a really good square for my knight because dominate these other squares. And my idea is to bring the queen with the knight and set up an attack, or I don't know, something like that.
That's good advice, but I think I'm going to need several more years of practice. I noticed at one of your puzzles you posted on Twitter, actually, you said, "Can you find the mate in 5 moves?" And I was just like, "Well, no, I can't think that far ahead. If it's more than 2 moves, I got nothing."
When there are forced moves, like with forced moves, I mean like the opponent cannot move another piece. Like if I check, you have to move the king. You don't have other options. So that is the puzzles can be easy if they are made in five, in six.
And then what about when you get coached? Like, I know you recently did a stream with Kostya Kavutsky. I may mispronounce that. I'm so sorry. But what kind of stuff are you looking to learn when you're at your level?
When in my level, the principal thing I want to train, I think it's like I'm struggling to find the killer move. Like I set up everything how I told you. Like I have a plan. I smell I have some tactic, but I cannot find it. Like I know I can solve tactics and everything, but it's not very easy when like nobody will come to your game and tell you, oh, you have a tactic here, because you have to feel it. You have to try to think and use your time in that moment, because if you think a lot in all your game, you don't have time and you lose on time. Yes. That's the thing I want to train. Other thing is like the time management, like to play Blitz. And also in classical games, I think it's really important because you played all the game really good, well, I don't know. And once you don't have time, you start playing like you are a beginner and you blunder your queen, you blunder your pieces and everything. So I want to start training that. And also some strategic. I think I'm missing strategic too.
So you did mention TwitchCon. I just want to ask, so July 7th and 8th, TwitchCon in Paris. What do you expect to be doing there? If people come and recognize you, should they challenge you to a game or what?
Yeah, I want to play with a lot of people. I want to play many games that day. I want to play with other streamers. I want to stream, IRL stream. And I want to have fun. I'm very curious, like, who will come to play with me. And I just don't want to play chess. I would like to do another activities there related to chess and not related to chess. So I'm very happy. I don't know. I'm nervous.
It'll be a good chance to try out your French.
Yeah, I will try. Definitely, I will try my French and my English, too.
Cool. Well, people can check you out at your Alexandra Chess on Twitch, alexandrachess.com. Anywhere else you want people to find you?
My Instagram, alexandra.chess.
Alexandra Chess, thank you so much. Alexandra Prado, I should say.
Thank you. Thanks to you, Mark.